This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Smithsonian Magazine has its 14th annual Museum Day Saturday. That means free admission to thousands of participating museums around the country. Here in Birmingham, one of those museums is Vulcan Park and Museum. They're putting a twist on the Smithsonian theme, Women Making History. Casey Gamble is Vulcan's museum coordinator. She tells WBHM's Janae Pierre how they plan to incorporate Rosie the Riveter for this year's event.
We had to give some thought to how we wanted to bring in the Women Making History theme. And the first thing that we thought of was incorporating Rosies, who were so important during World War II. At the start of Birmingham's history in the 1870s, Birmingham was founded in 1871. Women did have a much more traditional role in the household. And by the time we get to World War II, things are changing. And of course, most of the jobs that these women were doing did directly relate to the STEM world, so science, technology, engineering, and math. And they were doing incredible things that, for the time period, were mostly unheard of for women.
You all are partnering with the American Rosie the Riveter Association. Tell us a bit about that group.
Yes, they are an incredible group. It was actually founded here in Birmingham, but it is a national group that exists to honor Rosies and keep their stories. They have published several books that have firsthand accounts of the stories of different Rosies throughout our area, but all over the nation. But we are very happy and excited to be partnering with the Rosie the Riveter Association to be able to honor these ladies.
Let's talk briefly about the importance of sharing the oral histories of these women to young people and visitors of Birmingham.
Absolutely. That is such an important part of what Vulcan does on a daily basis, just making sure that the younger generation really understands and respects what has come before them. At the event Saturday from 12:30 to 2, we will have tables set up throughout the museum with these ladies who will be telling their stories. The opportunity for young girls and boys from around the area to come and hear firsthand what these ladies experienced, how it was different for them, and hopefully to come away with a new appreciation for the older generation.
And you all are also having a costume contest for the best dressed Rosie.
We are very excited about that. So the ladies will be available to chat between 12:30 and 2. And then at 2 o'clock, we will be having a contest, a dress like a Rosie contest. So, you know, we have in mind the traditional look of the Rosie. We're very excited about it. I'll be dressing up myself as well.
Okay. But, you know, I think the key to winning the contest, right, is stepping outside of those boundaries.
Absolutely, absolutely. So take it to whatever extreme you would like. We would love to see some unique looks and have a lot of fun with it.
That's Casey Gamble of Vulcan Park Museum speaking with WBHM's Janae Pierre. Other museums participating in the Smithsonian Museum Day include the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute, the McWayne Science Center, the Birmingham Museum of Art, and the Iron and Steel Museum of Alabama. You can find more information at smithsonian.com.